Lisa's got me hooked up. I can roam and I can move around like Sabra, although I may not be as dramatic, but I might, because I'm learning. You know, I thought it was really cute, Debbie. I came in a dress, and Tom was in jeans, and I thought, if Tom's in jeans, I can go home and put on my jeans. Do you know what he did? He went home and put on his dress clothes. Is that not funny? We're one, you know. It's like, I can be like you. He wanted to dress it up. And so I was very thankful, though, that he came in jeans, because I'm just going to confess right now, I bought that dress like 10 years ago, and I was probably 40 pounds lighter. And so it was not, I didn't remember it hiking up like it was hiking up. So I put on shorts underneath just to be safe. And so anyway, I had to go home. That was really my excuse. I needed sugar and other personal stuff that we have going on back there that we had to run and get. But I was blessed that he went home and he put on his dress clothes, and I went home and put on my jeans. And he really is a wonderful speaker. If you ever get a chance to hear him, I tried to release my family, but you know what? They take it serious when I speak, and they cover me in prayer, and just like Norris did, they really are a team for me. Uta prays for me, and Saber prays for me, and I'm incorporating you praying for me as well, because you're a part of this. You're a part of being uniquely gifted. And when I say uniquely gifted, I really mean that the Lord has something specifically packaged within you, and I hope he uses me today to highlight what is available out there, what is waiting for you out there, what you are ready to step into. And Dave, when he was talking, it was really tough. And I'm thinking, you know, I had this message down. God was really giving me revelation and everything, and I sat through his, and I got so tore up, I forgot everything I was going to say. Until the girls took me back into the corner and they started speaking life back into me. Thank you, Lord, that she's ready. And I'm thinking, I'm not ready. You know, and thank you, Lord, that the word is in her. But you know what? The word really is in me, because he does wake me up and he does fellowship with me. And you know, I am not perfect by any means. Just talk to Norris if you really want to know. Just talk to my daughter if you really want to know. I do major mistakes, you know. I'm not perfect, but that's the point of here today. We're all uniquely gifted, and he doesn't need perfection to be used. You will never be perfect enough to be used by God. It doesn't mean how much he loves you is how gifted you are. That's not what that means. Uniquely gifted is something that he's got packaged within you that he wants to pour out at any age. And I loved how Sabra spoke to the older generation, because I looked over at my dad and I about started bawling because his eyes were tearing up. Mom's eyes were tearing up. I looked over at Nita. Her eyes are tearing up. And hi, I have no idea what's happened to Kay. But you know what? You speak life into him, because as long as you're living and breathing, God wants to use you. He wants to use you. So much he wants to use you. He's going to talk to you in dreams. He's going to talk to you while you're sleeping. He's going to, when you first wake up, when you freshly wake up, is the best time to be in tune with the Spirit of God, because he's got you fresh and anew. So that first time moment of waking up, ask him about a few things. You know, go ahead and question him. He's not intimidated by your ignorance, you know. When you look up giftings in the New Testament, do you know how many times it says, do not be ignorant? Does anybody have a clue how many times it says about giftings? About spiritual giftings, do you know how many times it says it? 13 times. Can you believe that? He's given us some grace there. But he does not want us to be ignorant in any of the gifts that he wants to use through us. The thing of it is, we need to be ready and we need to be willing. And I want to talk about something that is kind of I just want to get this out of the way. Is God the creator of everything? Yes. Is he sovereign? Yes. Does he manipulate and control you and control every situation in your life? The answer is no. And so he will not do that in your giftings, nor your personality, nor anything that you run into. He waits for you to come to him. That's why over and over it's, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and then all the righteousness will come to you. Seek ye first, because he gives you that freedom. That freedom of choice was his choice from the very, very beginning. He wants so much a relationship with you, but he wants it to be your choice. Your choice. Who wants You know, even as a human, and I know we're not supposed to go spiritually, go reasoning into our human standards, but even as a human, if somebody doesn't want to love me, you can pour into it and pour into it and pour into it, and then you finally realize they're never going to come around to loving me, and I have to not be a doormat, you understand, and I have to move on to somebody who really, that really would maybe need ministry, that somebody that really would maybe need love, that would need giftings that is already packaged within me, somebody that wouldn't keep me, you know, in a position to where I wasn't able to function. So in that, he does not control anything that you do. And so when bad things happen to you, it's not because God didn't step in and do it. It's because he set it up that way from the very beginning, that there is a freedom of choice. And honestly, we live in a fallen world, and the bad things happen to us not because he can't change things, it's because he set it up from day one that we would have free will, and so the other guy has free will. See, so when we go into giftings and we talk about giftings, you have to keep that in mind. Does he come and speak to you? Does he have things specifically packaged to you? Can you remember the promises, the personal promises that he's given to you specifically? Can you remember them? Somebody name out a promise that the Lord has personally spoken into their spirit. Just speak it out.
Healing.
Awesome. Awesome standing on healing. Do you know what? It was hard for me not to just wail. If it wouldn't been for the grandbabies beside of me, I probably would have had to lose it and go out. Because when you're walking through it, it's a whole lot different than you think. We can talk about faith, and we can talk about the gift of faith. And you know what? That really is a gift. It's a package that he gives us. We don't stir, you know, that is not something really, oh, I'm so spiritual, I'm faithful, I got faith. It's really a gift. And so he gives the Sabras to give you a vision to stand on, see. The one when you say that you're going through the muck and the mire, and he really does go septic in the natural, and you know, and the things that he knows he's going to come out of the other end. So that's a gifting that was packaged within her. And had she not shared it, and had she not brought it to community function, he would not probably have been where he is today. I'm just telling you the way it is. And if his wife wasn't there faithful and ready and standing behind him every second of the way, he would not be where he is today. And that all comes from God, a gift of faith within Valerie, who stood in that hospital room day after day after day after day and believed with him and asked for the Lord. She was real. She was real. She was knowing that he's capable, he's able, and she was standing on the promise, and the doctors would come in every day, and I'd watch her melt. I'd watch this person melt because they would come in and say, you do realize he's not walking out of the hospital, don't you? I don't think you're facing the facts here. He may never wake up. This is a story. She's healing. And she would have to stand up, and I'd watch her stand up. And I watched the Lord pour faith into that woman who was little in the natural but a giant spiritually. I had a dream about us girls, and I saw into the spirit. It was so cool, Rylan. It was so cool, Owen, because we were like superheroes. I saw Beth, and she had multi-muscles just like Superman. Yeah. And Sabra, oh my goodness, she was awesome. Catwoman City. All right. They were like superheroes spiritually, and Valerie was a giant. So I'm appreciative of my sister because she stands on the word, even when she's honest enough to say, I don't know if I believe, but Lord, help me believe. And then he gives the gift of faith because he's waiting for her to press through the veil. He's saying, are you going to stand out here in the outer courts and listen to the naysayers and listen to the onslaught that's coming against your husband? Or are you going to push through the veil and let me give you the gift of faith? And she pushes through the veil, and he gives her the gift of faith. And so we all join in agreement. And that's why it was easy to say when we got the email from Debbie, will you come speak at Ketchikan? Did any of us even waver when that email came through? It was like we didn't even have to ask each other. It was just like, he'll be there. I mean, it was a done deal. We all had a gift of faith during that time. It really came from God. He didn't even have a say in it. He was laying there out of it. And it's like, he's going. you know? And so that is what I'm telling you, that it's already packaged. It's already there for us. Matter of fact, most of the giftings that I'm going to talk about today was actually given before birth, in the secret place where he molded you and he knit you together in your mother's womb. He thought of you, Ben, son of David, before you were even born. Before you were even born, he knew everything that he had packaged within you. Knew it all. And so he thought specifically of you, and he gave you the charismatic personality that you have that makes you a wonderful salesman, that makes you a social butterfly, that makes you that person. But you know what I'm going to tell you today? I'm going to tell you all today that those things that he gives you in abilities that are packaged in giftings, he can turn them also into supernatural giftings, which is what the New Testament talks about. We have 25 different gifts that are literally listed in the New Testament as the spiritual charismata. Charismata just means God's gifts. It's charisma. It's God's gift. If you look it up, it means a gift that was given by God, even in a regular dictionary. They understand it. It comes back to the Greek. So anyway, the God gift is already packaged within you. It's already there. What he's waiting for you to do is to realize who you are. And when you step from ability to supernatural ability, all it means is that you have submitted to the Holy Spirit. So first, of course, you've got to be born again. You've got to have accepted Jesus Christ in your life to move from ability to supernatural. We all understand that, right? And I would suggest that you get into a different frame of mind where you start understanding and get under a mentorship to where they can mentor you into a position to actually begin to function in who you're supposed to be. Have you ever wondered, how many people have wondered, what is my giftings? What is my giftings, Lord? You say in the Word that you give everybody giftings, but what is mine? You know, when I was writing my book, Ears to Hear, and I did bring some, but most of the people that are here today probably have already read it. If you haven't, it's called Ears to Hear, and basically all it is showing you the different ways that God speaks to you. He takes different facets and he speaks to you differently. You don't all see visions like Nancy does. I'm just going to tell you up front, if you do think that, not all of us get that. So he speaks in gut hunches. He speaks in even through our emotions. I know that that's a very hard topic to talk about. I'm not talking about your worldly emotions. I'm talking about the Spirit-led emotions, like the spirit of compassion that he gives people, that he speaks through. He gives them that compassion that they can move in the gifts of healing, okay? And things like that. But he can speak through any way he wants, through dreams and visions, through the Word of God, of course, that was given to us. Even that is a gift. But let me tell you what, that Word is the written Word. It is not the Word. The Word is a person. The Word is somebody that we've got to have a relationship with. The Word is somebody that we walk in fellowship with daily. And so when he looked at the apostles and he came to them in the New Testament, he says, I got to go, guys. I got to go. You've walked with me faithfully for 3 years. I appreciate it. He knew they weren't perfect. The mistakes they made, we read about them, right? They weren't perfect. And he's saying, I got to go. And they're saying, wait a minute. Jesus, I know you're right about everything. But I don't think you're right on this one. You're not supposed to go. You're not supposed to die. At least stick around until I die. I mean, you know, that's what they're thinking. You can't go. But what he did say was, listen, it's better for you if I go, because I am sending one that will come on a more personal level than you will ever know. And so when David stands up and says, I don't understand how we could do anything more than what Jesus did, because he was in ministry for 3 years and he left us here for thousands of years with the Holy Spirit. That's why. We are never meant to stay where we come into the kingdom. We are never meant to stay. Whenever you hear a promise from him, you are never meant to stay at that faith level that you got the promise. You are meant to move on and into that promise. So what that means is, if you get a promise from the written word, if you get a promise or a prophecy from somebody like Nancy, who's gifted and prophetic, or somebody who has dreams like Sabra, somebody who gives you that chunk that just takes your spirit and says, yes. Don't leave it where you got it. You have to literally move into it, begin to agree with that word, and step into what he is saying in your life, because that's when things change. I'm here to tell you, I've tried the warring, I've tried the battling, I've tried making sure I've had all my armor on, you know, praying so many hours a day, fasting for 40 days, I don't know how many times, over things, you know. It's the Lord within me that teaches me and trains me, and it says he teaches me in all things. All things on every level that I'm in. It doesn't matter if I'm broken. It doesn't matter if I feel like I can't get up again. It doesn't matter, because he takes me right where I am right now, and he lifts me up, and he starts speaking life into me. And so when he gives you a promise that you can stand on, you can bank it. You can bank it. You know, and you take it and you say, breathe on this, God, breathe your ruach on this. And you begin to intercede, and you can feel the spirit within your gut called a spirit of intercession. And a moving when you begin to pray in the spirit. I said just tongues, because half the time I don't even know how to pray. I don't know if you're like me. When you hit a situation of somebody that you love, I can handle stuff that happens to me. When something happens to somebody close to me, oh. Does that hurt? Do you know how the enemy takes out the leaders? He doesn't attack them. He attacks their family. He attacks the ones that are closest to them. And he breaks them down. And so Daddy does not want that happening to you. So he will pick you up, and he will breathe into you, and he will teach you every step of the way, everything that you need to learn, everything that you need to learn. Now, I've got a long list here of giftings, because when Nancy first gave me this topic, I thought, holy cow, how can I talk about the gifts? Because there's 25 listed in the New Testament. There's many, many more listed in the Old Testament. The only one that was new in the New Testament is the speaking in tongues. That's the only one that's new. Everything else is listed in the Old Testament, plus a lot more. So which ones do I talk about? Do I talk about the offices? Do I talk about the apostolic, the prophetic, the preacher, the teacher, the evangelist? I mean, which one, you know? Which one do I talk about? So the Lord has had me in Romans 12 pretty much all year. My favorite was Anchorage. When I asked him if I could have my personality with my show through and joy and a good sense of humor. And you know what? He was faithful to me, and we had a good time in Anchorage. We really, really did. It was humor. We stuck to Romans 12. We talked about the diversities. You know, the Lord said, I want you to talk about all the other gifted people. And we made it funny, like what they do different that we wouldn't do, you know. And so it was a fun time. This time is a very serious time, because he's ready for this area to wake up. And please forgive me for crying, because this word is so heavy within my spirit. He's ready for us to wake up. And it doesn't matter the age. And I will tell you one thing. When this lady here was heavy in intercession, and she was going deep, and she was studying about the Ruach of God, do you know who spoke to her the clearest? Do you know who spoke to her the loudest? Rylan, would you come up here, honey? This is my grandson. This is Rylan. I don't know if you know this, but when Holy Spirit gives out Holy Spirit, he does not give them a little Holy Spirit. He gives them a full power Holy Spirit. And so we're up in the bedroom, and we're praying our little, whatever age he was. I don't remember. Was he 4 at that time? A little over 3. We were praying our prayers. And so I started talking in tongues, which, you know, sometimes I accidentally do that. And it was like, what are you doing, Gaga? Well, I'm praying to Jesus. He goes, oh, okay. And he was fine with it. He really, he you could have asked 50 more questions. You know, at that stage, it's like, why? You know, you go through the why stage. But you know what he did? He started praying on his own. And the next thing I know, he's hearing in the spirit. And he's going, whoo. He's literally breathing out of his mouth, going, whoo. The breath of God infiltrated that room. And the peace of God came upon all three of us, that were in the same bed, you know. And I said, what are you doing? He goes, I'm breathing. And I said, who told you to do that, Rylan? He said, the voice. That's all he knew to call the Holy Spirit was the voice. But he heard it. You understand? So you are gifted at any age. And I guarantee you, you older people that carry the wisdom, if you think God is done with you, you better think again. You better think again, because he's got way more. He's got more for this little guy. Because I think that he is gifted just like his mother and father, who are heavy teachers. Melissa, Chris, can I share something that we were talking about at work about the giftings? It kind of goes a little personal with you, but I want to get your permission. We were talking about, I did this to Adriana last time, so sorry. It's Chris's turn this time. We were at work, and we were discussing how talented Cassie is. And I'm telling you, she really is talented. Super gifts. She's got many gifts. It's not just the singing. Although the singing is wonderful, we feel the atmosphere that she creates because God chooses her to flow through during that time. And I believe that he's moving her and stretching her and pulling her into a prophetic thing. She's not happy just to stay there by herself. She's pulling other people with her. So she's calling Chris to the stage. She's calling Adriana to the stage. And here at work, Chris is going through a grieving time. You know, he's going, man, I wish I was gifted like Cassie. You know, man, I said, Chris, you are gifted like Cassie. You truly are gifted like Cassie. And I'll tell you, Cassie was blessed with parents that had the vision, that could see who she was even as a little person, see who she was. So they put a piano in front of her and they taught her and they trained her and they brought her up because God gave them a vision. And that's why she's Cassie today and flows like she's Kathy today. And I said, don't you dare beat yourself up because your parents didn't know what they didn't know. You know, it's time to step into it now. Choose one, because you're gifted in many ways. Just pick one, whatever excites you. So now, to go back to the question, have you ever wondered what you are gifted in? Well, here it is. When I was writing the book, I began to write all the personality charts. So let's find out what personality they have. And are they outgoing? Are they introverted? Are they emotional? Are they logical thinking? And I started writing all this stuff out, and the Holy Spirit goes, what are you doing? Do you ever get that question from the Holy Spirit? It's like, what are you doing? Well, I thought I had to go through the process to help people to know who they were. So like every other book, I'm writing out this personality chart, the test that they got to take. And it was just like, did I tell you to do that? Well, no, you didn't. He said, can I tell you how simple it is? This is how simple it is. Whatever you get excited about is what your gifting is. When an evangelist stands up here and he talks about winning souls for the Lord and your spirit just goes, oh, yes, that's what I want to do. That's what you're gifted in. When a prophetic person stands up there and they tell you testimony after testimony after testimony about the prophetic and your spirit just leaps for joy, I had a dream like that. You know, I had something like that. God spoke to me that way. That's what you're gifted in. That's how simple it is. He can't. I've got one more point to make with him. And this. Isn't he a good boy? I mean, they sat through there at those seats, and I'm very proud of my grandchildren. But this is what I want to tell you. This man is going to grow up to be gifted, and that little guy is going to grow up to be gifted because their mommy sees their gifts in them. At this age, see, and she's an excellent teacher, and she pours into them everything that she sees. She pours more into them, and that's why. So pour into your kids. Pour into your grandkids. Pour in. When you see a gifting, when you see them getting excited about something in the charismata, when you see them wanting to partake in the dancing, hello? Pull them in. You know? Pull them in. So anyway, at any age. At any age. So 3 years ago, after going and driving to with Point to Hope team, because we fell in love with each and every member that comes from Alaska. These girls travel 3,000 miles to our area year after year after year after year. Daddy said, are you watching? Are you watching? Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Do you know why I fell in love with her? Stand up, Uta. Yep. Do you know why I fell in love with her? Because she reminded me of my mother.
Oh, mm-hmm. I like your mom.
Yeah. And when she dances, she brings freedom. Literally freedom. And if you can't feel it, I would ask the Lord to help you to feel it. Okay? Help you to feel it, because I can feel religious spirits leave when she begins to dance. It's nothing physical. It's all spiritual with her. She is not for a show girl. It is here to give glory and honor to the one. And that's what it's all about. And when she does that, and the way she does that, brings freedom to the rest of us. Brings freedom to the rest of us. So we have lots of little dancers, and we have lots of little things. And what was funny is one of the times I thought, wow, God told me to dance. And oh, you should have seen it. I had Grandma Jiggly parts just like all over the place. And I'll never probably do that again unless he makes me. He wouldn't make me, but he does ask. But anyway, it was fun to do that, because I got to be in your place and I got to feel what it was like. It really is more humbling than you think. If to stand up here and speak is difficult. To stand up here and dance is difficult. To stand up here and paint is difficult. Cassie, you make it look easy, but sometimes it's difficult, isn't it? Chris, do you feel like you're on cloud nine all the time when you got a microphone in your hand? No. Adriana, as beautiful as her voice is, what do you feel like? A lot of times, do it afraid. Do it afraid, because he's there with you each and every step of the way. And so 3 years ago, Nancy came to us, big surprise to me. Sorry, Lisa, what am I doing? Moving too close? Anyway, big surprise to me, Nancy said, God told me that you guys are going to be speakers. And the first thing I do is, I'm not a speaker, but that woman is a speaker. And man, did I not only got the look, I got the finger in the face. And I don't ever want to get that again. God told me that you were going to be speaking at Point to Hope. And I thought, well, can I ask my husband first? You know, I mean, that's all I felt. So, but anyway, that's how it went down, kind of. You know, she speaks in such boldness. And I know she didn't mean to scare us, you know what I mean? But we really felt like I wasn't ready. I was not ready, okay? I'm still not ready. I never feel ready. And so she didn't know that I was having dreams that I was speaking in front of people. Can I be honest with you? That is a fear, not something that I saw myself doing. And so Daddy had to start having me have dreams of speaking in front of people to get me over my fear before she ever asked me. Can you believe that? That's how gracious of a God that he is. I had to overcome when I slept before she even asked me to step into position, before she even asked me to get up there. And thank God she didn't fire me after the first time, because the first one was really bad. The first one was really bad because I wanted to be funny. And you know what topic she gave me? Peace. You know? How can that be funny? But you know what? The Lord did come through, because I can remember being down there in January, you know, in Georgia, and just wrestling with the Holy Spirit, because trust me, I do not want to be up here. I don't even want to be up here in front of people painting. He broke me of that by having, we had to paint in front of people, just lettering, all lettering. We did personalization for years for people at craft shows and fairs, and mostly craft shows, you know, all over the nation, basically. And so I had to get over my fear of people looking at me, even when stuff isn't done. They just like, they like the creative part. They like to see creation being created, even if the eyeballs aren't straight and the hair can't be seen and the body's way too skinny and one hand's really big and the other hand's really little. You know, this is just a start, but I can see all the flaws in it. You know what I mean? I get an idea in my head and I know I'm not up to par, but Daddy says, let's just work on this one little area here, and we perfect this one little area over here. It is like the painting, Liz, and the gifts. You don't start out fully functioning, be healed in the name of Jesus. That's what we all want to get to, okay? We all want to get there. We all want to get to the prophesying. We all want to have the prophetic things that happen to us when we go to New Zealand and some daddy gives you a word just for that one little person and it's so exciting because it was meant and packaged just for them. We all want that, but that's not where we start. That's not where we start. We start little by breathing the breath of God and the ruach of God and hearing the voice of God. Hearing the voice of God. So to be used in the gifts, you have to be born again, of course, the charismatic gifts. You have to be in tune with the Holy Spirit. It's got to be personal, and you got to let him training. Do you know what the Lord spoke to? James Gull is not a very good speaker, but he's an excellent writer. One of the highest prophetic men that I honor, actually. Probably second to Bobby Connor living today. And he wrote a book, and he said that the gift, another four-letter word that is for the gift, is spelled R-I-S-K, risk. God does not tell you everything that you're going to be walking in. Do you know why? Why does God do that? Because he's God. No, that's not the answer. Because if he did, we would mess it up. We really would. So we can't. You know, he has to give us little bits and pieces because we'd walk around with our one little puzzle piece and we'd say, I see the full picture. I got a word. You know, and we think, oh, I am somebody. You know, but he can't. He starts really small and he gives us this little piece. And you know what? I need Debbie to interlock it. And I need Uta to interlock it. And I need all of us to interlock it. Because we're meant to function as a body. Every place that it says, do not be ignorant. That's really what it means. It's about community function. It's not about how weak we are, how old we are, how young we are. I'm the wrong sex. I'm the wrong size. I'm too old. I messed up. Oh, man, did I mess up my life. And the accuser is there day after day after day. But Daddy's also there asking the same question. The accuser says, who do you think you are? But Daddy says, do you know who you are? And he begins to pour out into you everything that he has gifted you in every place that he wants to take you. So be excited about the little things. And I want to ask Owen to come up right now, and we'll see if he does as good as brother. Owie, can you come up front? This is my youngest grandson. I have 7 grandsons, and this is my youngest, Owen. Grandma couldn't paint that day because she thought it was more important that the grandchildren was with her. And so I was sitting in the back. And so I wasn't painting like normal, my painting. But this little guy, ever since I painted that picture, has been running around. Mommy, what does he do? He roars. He roars. And so if you give him a pen or something, it's usually relating to something that he's doing. Okay? Well, I wasn't painting that day. And so pastor, which is a very anointed pastor who trusts the Holy Spirit, he trusts the gifts that is within us. He trusts the gifts that's within his people. He opened it up, and we began to pour into people personally that were going through struggles. All the time, this little guy was drawing something back there. Gaga couldn't paint, and I just lost the page, dude. Okay, Gaga couldn't paint, but Owie painted. Can you tell me what those are? How many?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
5 lions. 5-fold ministry. Right there. Painting in a nutshell. And when I said, who's this one? He said, it's the really big one. And I said, okay. But you know, he drew, it wasn't just a lion. It was, you know, the fivefold ministry lion, but this lion had his tail all around the rest, and he was watching over all around the rest, just like an apostolic person would, you know? And here we are, gifted. And I used that to speak into somebody's life that day. And I told him that in essence, that he was the sent one to be used by God to totally surround and keep all the other lions that he was lifting up and raising up and using in the gifts and in her older life that he was surrounding, everything that was happening with her troubles of going through some things with her mother, and, you know, some issues that are really difficult when you break it down, that totally surrounded. And so this little guy at age 4, even though he can't paint like this, can do this, and it still speaks as loudly to that woman who received it. Do you know what I have happened when I paint? Do you sell those? Where can I get those? Do you know why that happens? Not because I'm good, because I can tell you every flaw that's in each and every one of these. You can go sit down. Thank you, buddy. You did every bit as good as brother. That was fun. See, it's fun being used by God. It's a risk, but it is fun. Hard but good. But I tell you what, there is nothing better than when you give out and you realize that you were a tool for the Lord, and then somebody comes back and says, do you know what that meant to me? That is my favorite time. I get excited because I know that it really, even though he used me and he used my giftings, and, you know, and I start out imperfections, and then we work on little details and we work on little spots and we get it better or whatever, then he perfects it. And he makes it better. So I'm here to tell you, if your gifting is in the gift of healing, and when you hear people stand up and they testify, and you are a service person, which, you know, actually comes before you start walking into people who work in the healthcare, you know, your nurses and your people who care for people, the ones, you know, serving in that manner, in the giftings, those are actually abilities that come from God, whether you're nursing or you're working in the charismata, which is the supernatural gift. It's the same gifting. It's just that they haven't realized how much really is packaged within the gifting that the Lord wants to unfold. So when you meet a doctor or a nurse that knows how to work in both, they're like the most powerful people you've ever met. To watch them function, because they understand all the medical and they have the knowledge and the know-how and they've got the facts. And then the Lord begins to take them back to kindergarten and he starts teaching them about how to flow in the Holy Spirit. But when they start flowing in the Holy Spirit, it is amazing. Dave was blessed to have one of those as a surgeon who prayed over him on the deathbed, didn't know if he could get him through that surgery. When he saw how bad he is, he cleaned his slate. And he says, get him down there right now. We got to prep him now. And he was praying the whole time. And he was in, I don't know how many hours, Valerie. Do you remember how many hours they were cleaning his insides out when he was sick? It was a long time, you know, of just you. Can you imagine the smell alone? You know, even if they have the face mask, somebody who's septic, that I don't know how they do it. I really don't. It's a gift. It really has to be a gift. I don't know. I would be puking. I wouldn't be able to do the surgery. I just wouldn't. Dad can relate to me. I think I get that from Dad on that aspect. But if you have something that smells bad or something, I'm not the one to ask to clean up puke because I'll make more messes generally. So I can't imagine, but that gift, when you move into the supernatural and really, when you're a Christian and you begin to be taught by the Holy Spirit, he begins to teach you all things, and that they're very, very powerful people, but it is the same gifting. Just like the girl who can hear spirits. You understand what I'm saying? That hears the wrong spirit that followed Paul around. She's still very gifted, people. A gifted little girl. She was just listening to the wrong guys. That's all. We all fall into that suit. We've got the devil on one side, the angel on the other, and you know, we get used to listening to this familiar guy, and we forget to say, what saith you, Lord? And he says, aha, I've been waiting for you to ask me. I've been waiting for it to speak into your life. I've been waiting to tell you who you are in the giftings. And so today, I am going to be giving away some of the artwork. This one I normally sell for $30. I would just like to give one of these away. And this little girl right here, who is a dancer, I know if you want something, you'd have to order it through me. I do have a couple other pieces. This one I made blue on purpose. I didn't do the grays like I have up there. That's the original. But when I put it to the computer, I wanted it to be bold. And then I wrote something on the back. Can I tell you, the inspiration doesn't just stop with the artwork. It speaks to people. But when I began to write, that's really when I feel the anointing, when I link it up with scripture and when I link it up with what he's teaching me through it. And so what I want to read to you is, run to the roar. In the blackest period of the night, the king will roar. He roars to announce his territory, but also to call loved ones back to his side. What instills terror into the enemy brings direction to the offspring. In the darkest moments of the king declares, "This one is mine." To fear the roar is the beginning of wisdom. Those of us who know him, it is not a fear to run away, but to be in awe of the glory and the majestic power of his protection. So listen and run to the roar. Can I tell you, that didn't come from me? That comes from the Lord. I mean, yes, he uses my personality. And you know, I can still see mistakes in here and everything. But this piece has spoke to so many of them. And one lady came in and she had been dealing with her husband who has an autoimmune disease. And he's unable to take care of himself. And she's been taking care of all the functions. And sometimes you just get tired and you get weary. And the Lord reminded her that she's a lion. And this is why it's important to follow through with whatever giftings that he has packaged up within you. I can tell you testimonies almost about every piece that I paint. Almost about every piece. It's not about me being embarrassed, because trust me, I know there's flaws and I know I'm not up to par. I'm not one of the master crafters or anything. I've been at this fine art only 3 years. Now, I've lettered, and I've dabbled in hearts and stars and barns and crafty stuff, you know what I mean? But I have not done fine art until 3 years ago. So whatever he is calling you into, he will give you the gift to go through it. So you people, if you think you're going to start out a master crafter, you're not. You have to listen every step of the way. Every step of the way. And you know what? When I started getting a heart of all the people that are sick and unwell, I knew it was coming from Daddy, that spirit of confession. And so I said, "Daddy, could I be used in a gift of healing?" And he says, "Yes, daughter." But you know what? He pointed me to a girl in a wheelchair, and I got really excited. You know what I mean? I got really excited. A girl in a wheelchair. Yes! Raise up and walk in the name of Jesus. Sue Ann, do you know what happened that day? That he said, "Go pray for her. Rebuke that demon that's on her and tell it to leave in the name of Jesus." Do you know what happened to her? She couldn't breathe. She was having an asthma attack and she couldn't breathe. And I wanted Daddy to say, "Raise up and walk," you know what I'm saying? But then you know where he started me at? Her breathing. And so I just said, "In the name of Jesus, I speak peace over to your lungs right now. This is an attack from the enemy, and he will not have control over here. You are meant to hear what the pastor is saying in there. He has the word of God for you, and it's packaged just for you. So we're going to get you back in there, and you're going to be breathing just fine." And I was mad because I thought, why didn't you tell me to tell her to walk? I mean, if I got the faith to tell her to breathe, why, you know, why? And he says, "Why are you asking why? Is breathing not important?" Sometimes the Holy Spirit does have a sense of humor. It is important. That's what was important to her that day. So you won't necessarily be on the level that Jesus Christ walked in after he prepared for 30 years, hello, in the Word, waiting and listening and, you know, relying on God and having a relationship with God. And so this lion, I want to go to a man, and I... Justin, you're a lion. You're a lion. And I'll tell you why you're a lion, because the Lord has prophetically passed out his gifts on many. I just chose him to give it to. Please don't be jealous, okay? He is a gifted person. And Daddy's telling you right now, do not be afraid of the gifts. Go ahead and be afraid of the titles, because I don't like titles either. I love my mama. She brags on me sometimes, but I honestly don't like to be labeled, and I don't like titles. And the reason why I don't like titles is because titles brings glory to the man, to where the gifts brings glory to God. I'm not afraid of the gifts. I just don't want to bear the titles of it, because I want everything to go back to him. I want everything to encourage somebody else to go back to somebody else. See? So I have this little girl, and who knows, you know, somebody help me. Dad, do you have your knife that you can cut that without me ruining the thing? Okay, do anybody have a knife that they can cut this for me? Nori, do you have one? I just cut one open right there. Who has a gift and a calling to praise the Lord like Uda? Who has that in their heart? Who, when they watch Uda, would say, I think I would like to do that? Do you think you would like to do that? Kinda? Maybe? There's something there. I want to give that little girl to you. Okay? I want to give that little girl to you because you inspire me. When you came to my class over there in MacArthur, I remembered you, even though you've grew over a foot in a year. Can you believe that, Miss Tall? You understand how fast your bones can grow. She's grown just as fast. And so that's why I want to give that to you, because you encouraged me when you came there, because you were bold. And I think the Lord's going to use you as well. All right? So this is my gift to you. And you can give it to somebody else. You're not going to offend me. If Daddy tells you to give it to somebody else, that's fine too. You know, but you take that as inspiration, and you begin to allow the Lord to speak into you. Do you know what she's doing? She is dancing, and she is dancing in the midst of the harvest. Nancy said we're in a harvest time for the next 7 years. We almost lost a year. It's a harvest of souls, of hearts for the Lord. So the Lord has prepared the ground and prepared the area that we are dancing in the midst of harvest right now. So do not be afraid of the gifts. And this is the timely word that's for this area and this church today. This is really what you came to hear. The timely word that's for this area and this church, and I mean all of West Virginia and Ohio is included, because we're one. When we work as a team, we're one. We literally work as a team. You know, I still don't call Nancy. I go through this woman. I really do. Because I honor and respect her and the position and the friendship that she has with Nancy. So I still go through Uda. We work as a team, usually. And here's the timely word. The giftings are going to explode in this area. Yeah. Do you want to be a part?
Yeah.
Is the real question. Do you want to be a part? Because you got to have the want to. He is not going to override your free will, people. It will be risky. It will scare the living daylight out of you, you know? Do it afraid. Do it afraid. What is the worst of the worst that could happen? You could bless somebody, you know? I mean, really, the other person could, the worst that could happen is a, man, that dude, yeah, it's off their rocker. What big deal? Does it really matter? Does it really matter? So, when the Lord gives you a word, and he wakes you up, and you've got this burning on your heart, you know it's packaged for somebody else, because you know what? The gifts are not for you, according to Romans 12 and Corinthians 12. 1 Corinthians 12 tells another list of giftings. All the listings are listed out right here, and I haven't even got to hardly any of them, because there's no way you can get to them. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge, faith, gifts of healing, working of miracles, prophecy, discernment of spirits, tongues, interpretation of tongues. And can I say something? The tongues and the interpretation of tongues are really just another form of prophecy. It's like two nickels makes a dime. So when you have the tongues and you're reading in, I believe it's 1 Corinthians or 2 Corinthians 14, one of them, okay? And you're reading in there and it's telling you, I pray in the spirit and I also pray in the natural. I pray in the spirit and I also, what should I say then? I pray in the spirit and I also pray in the natural. You know, I have a book at home that I will pray in tongues and the Lord gives me a word to speak out. And then I'll pray in tongues, and he gives me a word to speak out. That's what it means, people. It means pray in tongues. Let him, if you have to write it out, that's fine. If you can speak it while you're driving, that's awesome. You know, do it that way. Do both. Get the revelation, because it's really just prophecy. When you get the tongues and you get the interpretation, you are being the tool to prophetically speak into the atmosphere of things that the Lord wants to do. So that's all that means. All right? Don't make it difficult. Don't make it hard. Helping. Gifts of helps. If anybody carries this gift. My husband carries this gift. The gifts of service, the gifts of helps. I think one of them, there's probably another word for it. But anyway, that is a much needed gift. I personally think we all should learn. I really had to learn how to work in the gifts of service. I did not know how. Forgive me. I felt like I had other things done well in the spirit, but when it came to helping others, I just totally looked over it. I mean, I didn't see the things that he saw. You would not believe the things that he sees. We'll go into a place and he'll say, she needs this and that guy needs that. And I think, I never seen that. And then I'm thinking, boy, I'm really full of compassion, spirit-led woman of God, you know. And so I had to start asking for some of his gifting, some of his hospitality gifting. Our house is an open home. How many has been fed at our house, you know? Hello. The man is led by hospitality. So anyway, do not belittle your gifts, ever. I'll tell you why. Because it will diminish in your life. He will never take away. The gifts and the calling are without repentance. He will never fully take it away. But what he'll do is give it to somebody else close to you. And you'll get jealous. And you'll think, I used to work in that. Lord, give that back. And then when you start functioning in that gift that you're already linked to, that he's already, you know, started you out and using, guess what? He gives you more. You get more choices. And when you say, Lord, I want the greater gifts. I want to wake up with the prophetic dream and everything. You may not have that big, huge vision, but he'll start you out with saying, why don't you drive to Walmart at 2 o'clock? That's the only piece you're going to get. Risk. Waiting to see if you really want to be used. So the question is, he's ready to burst out wide and open in our area in the gifts. This pastor trusts the Holy Spirit within his people. He's ready to pour out the gifts on a level that is way over your head, that way over that what you can think naturally. Way over, beyond and above. Are you ready? So the real question is, yes, but it does not come without risk. It does not come without risk. Get your spirit in line with it. Get your head in line with it. Get your soul in line with it. And I have no idea where I'm at. Number 11, administration. Gifted administration. Is somebody like Debbie Grimes? Does she not do it well? Does she not make it look easy? I mean, good grief. I was just doing a few things that is in administration, you know, with Nancy's stuff. And I'm thinking, oh, I so don't like this gift. It was a stretch for me sometimes, you know what I mean? To try to organize something because I'm not the best organized person in the world. But anyway, if I have to, I will. Sometimes he does use me in this. There are things in my life, almost every one of these, there are things in my life that the anointing has been pulled out because of the need that was there. In other words, he used the person who was willing, not necessarily the person who was first asked. Okay? So it's really not about your ability. It's more about your availability, but it's greater than that. It's you just wanting to do what Daddy says. Have you read the scriptures in the New Testament that says, and they got together and they were ministering to the Lord. And the Lord said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul. Scriptures like that. Have you read those? What's ministering to the Lord? Have you heard the scripture? Those that wait upon me, I shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with eagles. They shall run and not, you know, soar, run and not grow weary, the whole shebang. What's waiting on the Lord? It's not, Lord, I'm ready. When are you going to do something? Hello? You know, that's not waiting on the Lord. That's not ministering to the Lord. It's like, what can I do? How can I serve you? it's the Norrises out there, and see, he's not going, so I can use him again. I mean, he's already left, so I can use him again. It's the Debbies that come up behind Nancy and says, just tell me one thing, just one thing that I can do for, what can I do for you? And she's right there, she's serving. So Daddy's got those packages within you. They're not meant for you, people. Do not be selfish with the gifts. So I'm just going to flat out tell you, you'll regret it when you get to the judgment day. If you had these supernatural charismatic gifts, and you stand before him and he says, do you know, you don't want to stand there and know that you could have been used way more powerful than really what you are. So I hope I'm stirring up the gifts within you today, because he said, I am the great I am. I want you to remind these people that I am the great I am. I am. And so I'm giving you three eyes, and I told it in my little commercial the other night, and the three eyes are this. I give you the invitation now for this area right now to get in function. What doesn't matter what's happened in your life. It doesn't matter. You can get in line right now. You hear the Holy Spirit. It says his sheep hear him. We know you hear. You just don't hear the way I hear, or you don't hear the way, you know, Nancy hears, or you don't hear the way maybe Sabe hears, or Uta hears, or anybody. You could say that about Rylan. You could say it about Owen. We all hear differently because he speaks D&E's. You know, he speaks Sablish. So it's okay if you hear different, if you receive different. Yes, oh my goodness, we've lost track of time. Forgive me. How did that happen? Come up, Nancy. We really are ready for you. I was going to open it up to questions, but you know what? We're on a schedule. So, yes, my eyes is this. Invitation, inspiration, and impartation. And she came in a timely moment, did she not? The impartation is something that you do not want to miss out on. He gives you the invitation. You've all felt it in the Spirit. You've all felt it in the Spirit. He gives you the inspiration, which is constantly refilling you over and over and over again. It's a constant refilling of that inspiration to go ahead and step out in faith, you know, to go ahead and do the things that he's calling you to do. But then he sometimes brings this type of person to give you the impartation, okay? And that is what I'm learning about and have been learning about since I've sat under mentorship with her. The impartation of talks about it over and over and over again in the New Testament and how important it is. And by the way, it's not just in the New Testament. It's in the Old Testament. You know, Moses laid hands on Joshua and imparted something to him. So it is real. Something happens in the Spirit. Come receive it. Don't wait. Are you ready? Are you ready?